They strode downhill towards one of the wider streams, where the flat bank was easier on the feet. The cliff pressed close, now and then forcing the stars to walk in a single file. The strings of footsteps in the sand were slowly filled with water.
"There's one more thing that Clary can do,"
Antares said as she reached a ford. A ragged line of stones stood blackly in the water, framed with algae green.
"They can help you find the path to the true self."
She walked lightly over to the other side, the whiteness of her dress reflecting in the stream. The quarter followed.
"What does it mean?"
Hegel asked again.
"They quieten the mind so the true self can emerge,"
Antares explained patiently.
"Once it awakens, you can use its power to transform yourself and become a greater version of you."
"We spoke about that before,"
Hegel recalled.
"But I'm not sure I..."
"You'll learn more soon enough,"
Antares told him with the air of mystery. The leafy vaults of the Avon Forest greeted them with dappled sunshine. High in the crowns, the wind rang with the music of birdsong.
"Holy Star,"
Nesteri said, trying to sound more confident than he felt.
"May I ask if there's any clarity that you favour?"
"I connect with frequencies, not words,"
Antares replied.
"I don't need words. For you, though, here's an ancient formula you may find of use. Aham Prakasha Dahaman."
A strange, numinous beauty resounded in those words as she spoke.
"Aham Prakasha Dahaman,"
Nesteri repeated slowly.
"What does that mean?"
"It's a reminder of your true essence, the power of light that is within you."
Nesteri beamed a smile.
"I like it. Thank you. I'll try this one. Hey girl, you'll write all this down, right?"
"You know me well,"